They're calling this one the cruise to nowhere. For more than 2 weeks, the White House has been closely following the progress of a rusting North Korean ship. It's called the Kangnam-1 as it sort of tootles around the South China Sea, kind of sometimes in circles and in long arcs. And at first, the White House, it's a North Korean ship, and the White House thought the mystery ship must be carrying weapons, and they wanted to stop and search it off the coast of Burma. It's headed for Burma. Now we have indications the ship might be turning around and heading back to North Korea, and we also don't know if the North Koreans have us involved in a big game of hide-and-seek or maybe go fish on the high seas with global consequences. Well, joining us to help figure out the mystery, our BBC partner correspondent, John Sudworth. John, how are you?
Yeah, very good over here. Thank you.
Yeah, good. So, John, the ship now that we've been following for 2 weeks with a United States destroyer just over the horizon now could be turning back towards the peninsula?
Well, that's right. It all seems like a bit of a mystery. We know very little about this ship other than the briefings we're getting out of Washington, of course. This ship is reportedly being tracked by a United States Navy destroyer, keeping a decent distance, but nonetheless a watchful eye. And the latest reports we have is that the ship has indeed turned around. The earlier rumors were that it may have been en route to Burma, possibly carrying some kind of banned contraband, at least banned under the latest United Nations resolution, which prevents North Korea from exporting almost any kind of military hardware or technology. But for some reason, unexplained at the moment, the ship does now appear to have retraced its steps and be going in the other direction.
And what's the present location?
Again, we don't have the details of exactly where this is, but we know it was making very slow progress across the South China Sea.
Right. It was almost like a slow race, wasn't it? It wasn't like this rusting hulk was steaming full speed towards Burma. It was kind of just daring the USS John McCain is the name of that destroyer, named for the senator's father and grandfather, both Navy officers, admirals, daring the John McCain to come up closely on it and even board it.
Well, that's right. And there's an interesting link there. John McCain himself, the senator, has suggested that his concern about this latest United Nations resolution is that it actually lacks teeth. Basically, what the UN Security Council decided in response to North Korea's nuclear test, the second ever test that it's carried out last month, the concern he expresses is that resolution doesn't really empower people to do much if they are refused permission by the North Koreans. Basically, the resolution suggests that member states can request permission to board a North Korean ship in the high seas. But of course, it's very unlikely that North Korea would grant that permission. There is no backup of military action that goes with this resolution. So all the U.S. can do is simply track the progress of this ship and hope that at some point it enters a friendly port, where, of course, then they may be able to ask the authorities of that country to conduct the search.
And, of course, in the broader issue, we've had developments over years and years and years with North Korean nuclear weapons development, an agreement to shut down a nuclear facility in exchange for being removed from the United States state sponsors of terrorism list, and then a reneging on that agreement and nuclear tests and missile tests from North Korea. So how does this fit into the larger picture between North Korea and the United States and the rest of the world? Is this stunt a case of Kim Jong-il testing the new guy, testing Obama to see what he's made of?
We don't know. I mean, the international community believe that this new sanctions regime is important and it needs to be seen to work. So when this ship set sail from North Korea, there were reports and a general viewpoint being taken in the international media, if you like, that this could be the first test of the sanctions, that if this ship is indeed carrying some kind of weapons technology, then at some point it was likely to be challenged, possibly in a friendly port. And it would be the first test of the international community's resolve and also the first test of how North Korea would react to such an attempt to board and search one of its vessels. It seems very difficult to know exactly when and how that may happen. And of course,
an act of war. They had said they board our ship, it's an act of war.
Yeah, I mean, John, let's talk specifically about the rules of engagement here before we go. I mean, as Todd has pointed out, the North Koreans say this is an act of war. The U.S. says it will not board the ship, but it will stop the ship. I mean, the symbolism ends the moment they fire a shot across the bow here, right?
I think so. I mean, I think at this stage, perhaps it's worth taking a step back. I mean, the U.S. government is being fairly cautious. It's saying that it's monitoring this ship. At no point yet have we had any suggestion that an attempt to board or even stop it is imminent. And in fact, a U.S. government spokesperson, in response to a wide range of questions on this very issue, recently asked the international media to stop hyperventilating on the issue. I think the U.S. is keeping a careful watch, and I think if there's a chance of searching this ship under the rules of the latest UN resolution, it may be tempted to do so. But as you say, I think extreme caution will be taken, because North Korea has made it very clear that it would see any act of force used to do so as an act of war. So a danger of some escalation, and I think at the moment we're really in the position of keeping a careful watch on this ship, and nobody really knows, of course, first of all, what it's carrying, or secondly, where it's going.
A game of cat and mouse on the high seas with geopolitical consequences. BBC correspondent John Sudworth, thanks for joining us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.